Good morning and welcome. We're back here live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. I'm Brian Byers, your host, Jeff Daly, alongside Lindsay Romano back in the Master Control Room. Very busy week. We'll be live tomorrow morning at Hickory Point Golf Club for the Zoo Open, celebrating the Scoville Zoo. It will get rained out, I promise you, because it does every year, even though we had a beautiful forecast as of yesterday. Now, 80% chance of rain, as I tell you, every single year. With the Zoo Open.
I know.
Just happens.
Yep.
All right. Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti is joining us live here today this morning. Lieutenant Governor, how are you? Happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday, Decatur. And hello, Brian. It's great to be with you guys again.
Well, good to have you with us. Let's talk about the governor's public safety proposal that was announced this week.
Absolutely. So we put that out on Monday, and, you know, the timing was perfect because, you know, part of this safety package also allowed for schools to be able to hire resource officers and mental health workers to intervene and prevent school violence. And already yesterday we heard about what occurred at a high school in Dixon, where we had a resource officer, a hero, Mark Dallas, be able to step in and prevent what this person was trying to do. He came in with a long gun, a shotgun into the school, and aimed to do some damage. And Mark Dallas was able to intervene. This is what we're talking about when we put out this anti-violence package. It's fair, and it's what will keep our kids safe in schools, at home, or any place else for that matter.
All right, this is clearly a hot debate right now between both sides. Where does Governor Rauner disagree with his opponent, Mr. Pritzker, as people will decide in November who the next governor is going to be on gun control, gun safety, gun rights? Where is the governor?
Well, we know that right now the package that we're putting forward is fair on both sides, whereas J.B. Pritzker, we know him to be hostile to the Second Amendment, and we also know that Pritzker is a big money funder of state and national gun control groups, donating over, I believe, $100,000 to gun control groups. Our measures are respecting the rights, the constitutional Second Amendment rights of law-abiding gun owners, and while also protecting our children at school. And I think the governor's package is a fair package. And I tell you this, Brian, as a mother that just saw my kids off to school this morning, I look at it from that lens, and also from the lens of my mother being an immigrant from Fidel Castro's Cuba, and the first thing Castro did to us was take away our guns, and what followed that was taking away our freedoms. So you have to balance this, and this is why the governor's anti-violence package respects both sides.
All right, we're visiting with Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti. Lieutenant Governor, why do lawmakers in Springfield think that if a person who has mental illness or a drug addiction or they're just plain evil, if they're willing to ignore four or five or six or seven laws, that an eighth or a ninth law would prevent them from doing it?
Well, see, I do not. I cannot speak for all the lawmakers. All I could speak for is the fact that Governor Rauner was meeting with stakeholders, different groups, over the course of a few months now to be able to put forth this package that doesn't only deal with mental illness, doesn't only deal with waiting periods. It's a full package, and this is what's fair, and this is what should be considered. We brought it over to the public on Monday, and I'm hopeful that the General Assembly will accept this package because it's what's fair.
Okay, let's move on to what I think people are most concerned with, at least business folks and people who are here in this state despite the poor performance, and that is literally the budget negotiations and how important it is to get a balanced budget. Where are we on that? New taxes, the financials. This state's in trouble. Businesses aren't looking for special exemptions. They just want to know what the playing field looks like. Where are we on getting a balanced budget?
Right. So we know the governor had proposed a balanced budget, I believe, 3 months ago. And so on Tuesday, I also know that the governor met with the leaders, Cullerton, Madigan, Brady, and Durkin, and they're having discussions. I'm hopeful that we will have a budget soon because they've been meeting. And I certainly don't want to throw a wrench into that because this is what we need.
Okay. Are you optimistic or pessimistic about that happening?
Of course, optimistic. you know, they're meeting with us and we're having discussions. In times past, we were not having these discussions. And so this is why it's so important to remain optimistic. And these meetings have been very good meetings, and everyone's been in attendance. Like I said, Cullerton, Madigan, Brady, and Durkin alongside the governor. So I am hopeful that we will have a budget shortly. But as far as putting forth a budget that's responsible, where we live within our means, where if the governor's budget is accepted as proposed, we also see money coming back to us, that's what we want to see. So right now I remain incredibly optimistic.
Okay, I am assuming you're familiar with this corruption report that was put together by the University of Illinois at Chicago, the Department of Political Science, where it has been once again confirmed that Chicago is the most corrupt city in the United States of America. Why should voters, why should people who are engaged in the process of making their communities better, why should we be hopeful about what's coming out of that city and the political corruption that exists when so much of the decisions that are being made in this state by the legislature are from people from Chicago as a part of this system?
Right, right. Well, corruption is nothing new, and this report has told us nothing new about the state of Illinois. I came to Illinois for law school many years ago. I'm not going to date myself. And anytime I traveled overseas, for instance, for my studies, people even in Germany would say, oh, you're from Chicago, and roll their eyes. So this is nothing new. We've been hearing about this. But I want to remind the public that just this week, the General Assembly missed the deadline to add referendums to November's ballot that would have so helped us all. And it's on the issues of term limits, on the issues of fair maps. This all goes to public corruption, because if people are allowed once again to be able to pick their leaders rather than being in gerrymandered areas where it's the other way around, that goes to corruption. And it's been Bruce Rauner that's been fighting to take a bite out of this problem that we have here in Illinois. I want to remind people that this election is not about Democrats or Republicans. It's actually people versus the machine. And that's why it's so important to get out there and finally get at this corruption that has existed in Illinois for decades, at least for as long as I've lived here.
All right. Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti, thank you for being with us today. Good luck. Have a great day. And we will talk to you again soon.